It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
So let's get Ryan on here, because Ryan is as furious as Jeff and I are right now. Like, why, if you're out in a couple setting, is it the responsibility of the dude to shut up and not for the woman just to say nothing at all, so the argument dies down so that both couples can have a fun time for the rest of the night? Why is it a guy's responsibility?
Now, this started because guys were calling up saying that. We didn't say that in the room.
Women did not.
Well, my thing is that, first off, besides the being out together as a couple situation, I mean, I wouldn't want to argue in front of my friends either. So, and my girlfriend feels the same way. We've talked about it. She says, you know, I don't want to fight in front of people. You know, everybody thinks we have a great relationship, and I want everybody to continue thinking that. And I agree with that. But as far as the guy always saying, I agree with Bert and Jeff. The guy saying, you know, the guy's always the one that says, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong. Let's just not fight. I don't agree with that at all.
Why?
Now, I do back down on some fights because my personal opinion is that I think fighting is stupid anyways, and it ruins the relationship. So if it's not worth all your energy fighting, I just don't fight. So
I don't know. Here's where I disagree with you on that one, because I know a whole bunch of couples like you, Ryan, or a whole bunch of dudes especially, that don't bring up most of that stuff, and then it just sort of internalizes and internalizes and internalizes, and then before you know it, you end up hating the person you're in your relationship with, and they have no idea why.
Or it comes out.
See, that's the thing. My girlfriend and I, we don't fight at all. I mean, we actually do have a great relationship. I love her to death, and I've never loved anybody like I love her. And we really don't fight that much. But, you know, when we do have these little bickering arguments, it's like, you know what? I ask her, I said, is this really like that serious of a situation that we need to fight? And we'll sit there like adults, and we'll think about it, and we'll say, you know what? You're right. I mean, this isn't really that much. I mean, this isn't a big deal. You know, here's where I went wrong. Here's where I felt uncomfortable with what you did. You know, let's both say sorry, you know, or agree to disagree, and then, you know, we end it. And then we're happy, you know, we're happy as can be. But, you know, there's some things that I feel passionately about where I'll say, you know what, I'm not wrong on this. I'm not going to back down on this because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I don't feel like I said anything wrong. And I feel like you're overreacting, and I want to talk about
this. But you're
not
going to say that
argue.
At the table. Wow. You're not going to say you're overreacting at a table, because now just to get a woman worked up, because we as women want to talk about the problem and solve it right away, and then...
Talk.
You want to see a woman overreact to a situation?
Tell
her she's overreacting to a situation.
Oh.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you say you're overreacting or if you use the words calm down, then I will punch you in the face.
Why are you getting so worked up?
Worked up.
Well, and I do want to address him talking about couples that don't fight. I think it's the same as mothers. Like, I think producer Tracy off air, we'd had a conversation in the past about why do mothers judge each other, because each mother's going to do something different, and it doesn't have to be this blanket. Every woman has to do the exact same thing as a mother. And couples, not every couple can do that. Like, Katie and I are certainly not the couple that never fights. And we would not work if we were the couple that never fought, because that basically just means, with us, somebody didn't get to express themselves.
And I think if you don't ever disagree, then somebody's not voicing their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so one or the other is not saying something. Because you can disagree and have conversations without calling it a quote-unquote fight. Mm-hmm. But if you're not disagreeing on something or another thing, then somebody's just being too quiet.
However, so like I said, though, I mean, for some couples that might work, not to never fight, because there are people that are incredibly uncomfortable with any kind of tension, and it completely takes them out of the game. I'm just not one of those people.
Those are the people, if you don't talk, those are the people that publicly have this polish to them and privately are just miserable, and they're having affairs with other people. If you're constantly just like, I'm not going to bring that up. I'm not going
to
bring that up.
You know, I'm just trying to say that every couple's different. I just know Katie and I, no, we certainly fight. We certainly have arguments. We certainly debate. We certainly disagree. But then on the other hand, for 80% of the time, we get along great.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Hey, Bird Show. Love you guys. Me and my husband, we hate to fight in public, but of course it happens. When we got married, we had a lot of stress on us, and we thought of doing a code word. So we came up with a code word when we were in public that meant stop, drop it, move on, let's talk about it later. And it was a code word that was kind of funny and it kind of lightened the mood. It was stinky fish face.
It was what?
Stinky fish face?
Stinky fish face.
Stinky fish face.
It doesn't
stinky
make any sense.
Face.
It's just something that gets everybody's attention. And then eventually our friends started joining in that too when they saw attention, and they started using it. So now it doesn't, it not only works for me and my husband, but now our friends kind of, it goes around.
Now, I don't want to be a buzzkill here because generally I'm optimistic about things.
Yeah.
But Candace.
Yes.
If you and your husband have a code word to stop arguments in front of your friends that you're using so much that your friends learn what said code word means, perhaps you should investigate why you're arguing so much.
We don't argue that much anymore, but when the pressure of the wedding and going out of state and all that was going on, it got heated pretty fast. We were getting pulled in a lot of different ways. So,
but if you're trying to alleviate a fight when they're in public, if there's another couple and somebody says stinky face, doesn't the couple say, what does stinky face mean? And then you have to say, well, we're about to get into a fight.
Well, I'm even more irritated that Katie and I would get into a fight and somebody would look at us and say, hey, stinky fish face.
I would punch you right in your stinky fish face.
None of your business!
Here's Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What is going
on?
Hey, Burt Show. I mean, I'm 18, so I observe a lot of adults fighting.
Okay.
But what I find is that I'm really confused as to why adults of both parties, both male and female, find it to be the worst thing to take blame at all.
I don't know about that. I mean, sometimes I think that I'm guilty of taking blame for things that I don't think that I should be taking blame on just to stop the conversation. And when that happens, it just internally pisses me off and comes out in other ways. So I'm learning not to do that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm just like sometimes my parents thought about like who left the garage door open or like why it hit the car. And like, I always wonder, like, why can't somebody say, you're right, I messed up and I won't do it again?
Well,
like,
you'll learn, honey.
So
well, you'll learn that the reason for the fight is not the reason for the fight.
Right. How long have your parents been married, man?
I don't know.
Yeah.
25 years? I'm not sure.
Yeah. That garage door had nothing to do with why they were married.
Well, they were married 21 years when Dad ran over Mom.
That garage door has been open for 25 years. Yeah. That's why they can't get over it.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.